Revitalization Fund Board to order. It is Thursday, February 8th at 10:08 a.m. We have an anchor location at 1 South Salt Lake City. Otherwise, it is a hybrid meeting. So thanks, everyone, for joining. Let's go ahead and first introduce the board members. We do have a new board member, John Larson from Uinta County. It does not appear that he has been able to join this morning, so we'll give him a more formal welcome at the next meeting, but we appreciate him being willing to join. And otherwise, let's go ahead and go to Commissioner Miles and then Emmett and Mike after that.
Greg Miles, Duchesne County Commissioner.
Hope I didn't mess it up.
All right. Emmett and Mike, can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Emmett Duncan, Uncle Pottery, representative for the Ute Tribe.
Mike Natchez, Uinta Band representative for the Ute Tribe.
All right, wonderful. Thanks so much for being here. And then we can quickly go through public introductions and staff. Let's go with Carver Black.
Yeah, Carver Black, financial manager for the Revitalization Fund. Good to be here.
Michael Mose. I can see you're off mute, Michael, but we're not getting your sound coming through for some reason. So your mic must not be working, but thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it. He is signing his name and in his introduction.
All Michael, right. Michael works with me at ACD. Yeah.
Chris, we'll go to you next.
Chris Piper, legal counsel.
All right, Trevin.
Trevin Morgan, one of the contract analysts.
And Sarah? Looks like we've got another bad mic, or else I've got a bad speaker. But thank you so much for joining, Sarah.
Sarah's also with DWS Contracting.
Right. And Jennifer?
Jennifer Edwards, and I'm one of the assistant directors in housing and community development.
Well, great. Thanks for joining. Janelle?
Janelle Quiros, housing and community development assistant. Sorry.
Right. Well, thanks for being here. And then Laurie?
Laurie Brahman, Uinta Basin Association of Governments, and I assist Duchesne County specifically on theirs. But I will add one more thing to that, Commissioner Miles. You are 100% right in what it took to for you to join the CIB board. It was very, there was many things that we had to jump through. So that's probably the one you were thinking of. And yes, it was a nightmare. No pun intended, Paul, but you know, I know you're not over that part, but CIB is a difficult board to put through. So,
all right. And last but not least, thanks so much for joining, Commissioner Larson from Uinta County. We've just been going through introductions, and I noted earlier that we're glad to have you on the board as our newest member. I want to just turn the time to you for a second, just to introduce yourself.
Well, let me apologize for being late. My computer has given me some issues. I finished up my first year as a commissioner, so I'm still learning things. Brad's on his way out. He decided not to run again, so I took his position, and here I am. Don't know much about it, just read up on it, and it's kind of like, oh, okay, I hope they can educate me. So I'm glad to be on board, and sorry, people, but I've got your names now, so my phone will be ringing in your office one of these days with questions, I'm sure.
Hey, well, we're all learning together, but thanks so much for being here, Commissioner. We sure appreciate having you on the board.
Thank you.
All right, with those introductions completed, let's go ahead and move to item 2 on the agenda. It's the approval of minutes. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes? And if so, are there any questions or recommendations as far as changes or alterations? And if not, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented.
We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right. And which one of you is seconding it? Sorry.
This is Emmett, and I'll second it.
Thanks, Emmett.
I'll pronounce my name when I make a motion or something.
All right, perfect. And all those improved, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All right, any opposed? All right, it appears to be unanimous. All right, let's go ahead to item number three. Paul, I'll turn it over to you for the fund report.
I think Carver is supposed to do that from now on, per internal direction.
All right, let's turn it over to Carver.
Okay, so the fund balances, Duchesne County has just over $4 million available, Uinta County has $2.8 million, and the Ute Tribe has $4 million. And Paul included the exact numbers in the board packet.
All right, are there any questions or discussions surrounding the fund balances?
Just a note, those do include any interest earned up through December.
All right. Thanks so much for keeping track of those for us. We appreciate it. All right. Hearing none, let's move on to item number four, board business. Is there any business that needs to be brought before the board? There's nothing on the agenda, so we'll go ahead then and move right on to agenda number five, project applications. And Paul, I'll turn this as well to you to kind of walk through the applications. But as we go through these, especially board members, if it's your item, please feel free to chime in. I know there were a couple of them that didn't have a scope of work provided. So if we can just get some description on what those are for the record so we can know what we're approving. Appreciate that. All right, go ahead, Paul.
Okay, so the first item is a contract renewal. It's contract 18-1938. It's in your on the agenda. This one was authorized back in 2018. It's been renewed a few times. There are a couple projects left on there. I have some questions into the Ute Tribe about those, but it includes there's $74 left on the Buffalo Corral revitalization project. Scoreboards for Recreation Department has $18,000 on it, and then the wrestling boxing club building has $24,000 and some left on it. It was requested to be renewed. Sorry, I remember the proposed renewal date is June 30th, 2025.
Okay, so this is just extending those projects through that time period then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are there any questions from members of the board on this item? All right, hearing none.
No question.
Oh, go ahead.
I got no question.
Oh, no questions. All right. Well, yeah, in that case, I would entertain a motion on the expired contract extensions.
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chairman, to extend the contracts as presented.
All right, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second, Larson.
All right. All in favor? Well, let's see. On these ones, since we have a virtual, let's just do a roll call vote on those. Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Larson?
Aye.
And then Emmett?
Aye.
All right, and then Mike Natchez?
Aye.
All right, and I am also in favor. That is approved. Thanks so much for that one. Let's move on to item 5B.
All right, 5B is from the Ute Tribe scope of work change from contract 22-DWS-0288. It's their tribal building rehabilitation program. They've been running for a little bit. They requested to add to the scope of work the purchase, delivery, and installation of storage sheds. You can see the language specifically in the agenda. So it's to add the storage sheds. That was previously not allowed in the scope of work, but we want to add that to it.
Okay, and so the item I is saying those are the things that are not allowed. So fireplaces, pools, jacuzzis are not allowed. But we are exempting the storage sheds.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Any questions or discussion from the board on this item?
Just one quick question. Why would a fireplace be considered a luxury improvement? Is that like thinking of more of an ambiance type fireplace? I'm curious if that's how we're heating a home, why would that be a luxury?
So the scope of work was provided by the Ute Tribe. It's their own program, so I can't comment on that, at least. I'd have to go to one of the councilmen.
Well, as the housing director would have certain items, like you guys have jacuzzis, spas, basically other stuff would be considered luxury items. So a fireplace would probably be a luxury item for the tribe because we usually don't have no fireplaces in our homes, you know, basically mostly gas, propane, you know, electric heat and stuff like that. And sometimes with fireplaces, they basically have caused fires on some of our old units.
So this would preclude you from even doing a gas fireplace. I guess you're steering people to a more sustainable heating source, I guess, is the reason for that.
Well, if it was up to me, I'd include fireplaces.
Well, and just, if I may, Paul, is this just limited to the scope of work for this project, which is the tribal building? So it's not necessarily a home?
Oh, well, these are for homes.
Oh, they are for homes. Okay.
Yeah, this program was to rehabilitate tribal homes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. That helps clarify it. Thank you.
I didn't want to belabor it. I just was curious. Sure. So.
Yeah. No. Great question. Thank you. All right. Any other questions or discussion on this item?
Real quick, I just wanted to make sure that the time frame for the scope of work change, if it could be done. If it could be retroactive to when the project started, is that acceptable?
Oh, so you want to go still on this item?
Time frame on when we begin a project, and basically how many months do we got? A year to go ahead and close those out.
Sorry, what was that, Councilman?
Okay, you talked about putting a kind of doing a schedule, basically when they're again and when we're going to complete it.
Oh, well, there is already the contract expiration date in the system.
Yes.
Which that's already in place. I was asking about the scope of work change, if it could be active, retroactive to when the contract started through the end of the contract.
Yes. To go ahead and be able to do it as soon as this is approved, you know. You know, like you said, when we go ahead, if it's approved, and we'd like to begin that process. One of my other comments on that scope of work would be probably include wood burning stoves, exemption for those ones too, you know. So, did you follow me on that?
I mean, that's, I'm not sure exactly how we need to proceed on that. If we needed a formal request in writing, or if the board can just approve that. Can the board approve the scope of work change?
Yeah, can we just do that as part of the motion? Chris, any concerns with that?
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's an internal with the Ute Business Council, if there's in any, because the language for the scope originally came from them. The request has now come to exempt sheds. If there won't be any trouble on the Ute Business Council side, I the boards can certainly approve a scope of work like that. So,
all right, thank you.
Internal administrative question. Yeah, go ahead.
Could probably table that.
All right. In that case, if there's no other questions or discussion on this, I would entertain a motion on item 5B.
You want to make a motion?
I would make a motion to make sure that we get the right language. I don't know if it was which councilman it was talking about the fireplaces, but if you could restate that so that we can get it right, but I am favorable to that.
So I think the motion, and please, Councilman Duncan or Natchez, whichever one of you had the original motion, would be to approve the language in item 5B, but striking the word fireplaces from sub-item I. Does that sound correct?
Yes. This is Councilman Natchez.
Okay.
I would make that my motion if I could, Mr. Chair.
Wonderful. All right. We have a motion on the table. Is there a second?
Larson will second it.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Let's go ahead and do a roll call vote. Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Larson?
Aye.
Councilman Duncan?
Aye.
Councilman Natchez?
Aye.
And I am also an aye. The voting is unanimous. All right, moving on to item number 5C, the Ute Tribe Elder Utility Bills, $1 million.
So that $1 million would be to assist with utility payments, any furnaces, propane replacements, and everything like that, where we run into quite often.
Okay. And Paul, is that adequate for you to help flesh out that scope of work with that description?
Yes. The board needs to be aware of what the actual project that they're approving is, the scope that they're approving, and then we'll work with the councilman and Ed and the other staff over there to get a final scope of work.
Perfect. All right. Any questions or discussion on this item? All right. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
We don't make the motion.
This is Larson. I'll make a motion to approve it.
All right. We have a motion on the table. Do I have a second?
I'll second. Commissioner Miles.
Motion and a second. Any discussion to that? No, we'll go ahead and do a roll call vote. Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Larson?
Aye.
Councilman Duncan?
Aye.
Councilman Notches?
Aye.
All right, and I am also in favor. That vote is unanimous. All right, let's go on to item 5D, Ute Tribe rehabilitation costs for band members in the amount of $1 million. And then again, yeah, if one of our council members could provide a little bit of a scope on that.
Ute Tribe Business Committee. Well, that one would probably be the rehab one on basically going out renovating handicap ramps, whatever we have to do, floors, windows. It's just like a rehab. And that would fall underneath there to help our band members basically be able to fix their homes in substandard condition to bring them up to par.
Okay, great. And so is this for primarily residential? Only that?
Yes, the residential one would go ahead and help the elders first, and would go ahead and help the tribal membership after that.
Great. And then, Paul, you had a question?
Yeah. So is this supposed to be in addition to that the previous rehabilitation program contract, or is this do you want this as a separate program?
Separate. No, it'd be the same.
It'd be the same. They'd be both combined.
Okay, so will that amount then be spread amongst the three bands evenly?
Yes, it'll be spread among the three bands for the membership, Uncle Potter, Uwana, and White River.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.
And so if this is just extending that, would that fall into that same scope of work then, Paul?
Yeah, we'll just add that to that contract, and it'll be under the same scope, and then we'll,
All right. Any other questions or discussion?
Mr. Chair, if the motion could simply incorporate the discussion you've had here, that helps Paul out so he can write that.
Great point. All right. Yeah. So in that case, do we have a motion on the floor? And if so, again, if you could just state that would add to the existing rehabilitation contract.
Mr. Chair, this is Commissioner Miles. I want to commend the new tribe for their work in the rehab and well, both of those last line items, both with utility bills and rehabilitation costs. I think it's wonderful what they're doing, and these people desperately need the help. And I would make a motion that we authorize this project and use the same scope has been used in previous rehab contracts.
Wonderful. All right, we have a motion on the table. Is there a second?
This is Commissioner Larson. I'll second that along back up the same comments that Commissioner Miles made. I think they'd be commended for the work they're doing.
Agreed. Well, thank you so much. We have a motion and a second on the table. Any discussion? If not, do a roll call vote. Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Larson?
Aye.
Councilman Duncan?
Aye.
Councilman Notches?
Aye.
All right. And I am an aye. We are unanimous. All right. Let's go on to item number 5E, department projects and equipment purchases for $1 million. And again, I'll turn it over to our council members to give us a little bit more information on that one.
We have some of our tribal departments. We have like maybe last recall about 50 departments. And inside there, they've been using obsolete old equipment, what outlived its use. And basically, they'd like to go ahead and utilize some of this equipment to purchase equipment and money to purchase equipment. Plus, they have projects on the other side where if they're going to go ahead and make the design, whatever, when we start looking at it.
All right. Any questions on that item? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
Paul, does that give you enough?
Well, I don't think it does give us enough for a contract. I mean, it's we're going to need probably more detail than that when we do the write-up. Councilman, is there any way we can get, like, is there a list of projects coming in or a specific?
Well, we got some right now what are sitting out there. Painted Horse, we got a concrete pad. I think it was 40 by 30. They're getting the numbers together. We got off-site storage for IT department because we're overloaded on the IT. And that's rounding about maybe $528,000 alone by itself. Okay. So basically, we have a digital recording system that goes into the tribal chambers, camera upgrades. We're looking at a tribal maintenance for our custodians here at the place so they can store their equipment in there when they're keeping our buildings in running order. And these are proposals that are going to be reviewed by the council. And we're talking about a water system, two trailer where it's going out because they do our water lines and sewer lines and everything like that. We're looking at a water system jetter which sprays the water out. So we got a lot of rip problems in our sewer pipes, and we need to go ahead and be able to go in there and cut those with that water, high pressure water. And, you know, we're looking at a senior citizen skidster, and it's about $35,000. So we'll get this list all totaled and sent to you.
Oh, that'd be great. Okay.
And with, that, the, with the motion for the council to approve these projects.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thank you for that additional detail. That's very helpful. All right, I would go ahead and entertain a motion then at this point.
Mr. Garson here. I'd make a motion to approve as presented by Councilman Duncan.
We have a motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Right, we have a motion and a second. We'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Larson?
Aye.
Councilman Duncan?
Aye.
And Councilman Notches?
Aye.
And I am an I as well. All right, it is unanimous. All right, and that brings us to our last project, 5F, Ute Tribe White Rocks Community Playground, in the amount of $967,699. And again, I'll turn it back to our council members to provide some more explanation on this one.
Okay, after reviewing the old playgrounds, what was back in the past for our communities, they were actually putting playgrounds in there using revitalization funding. Last scope of work I got was probably 2014 on the Richardson subdivision. Basically, that's about 10 years ago. So we went in there and we are getting the quotes right now, and we're figuring around because they're going to relocate the playground from its original site, and it's going to have land prep. It's got to have a fence, then plus the playground equipment. So we figured an estimated about $967,000.
All right, great. Are there any questions on this project?
Make a motion we approve, Mr. Chairman.
All right, we have a motion on the table. Do I hear a second?
Mr. Larson, second.
All right, let's go ahead and do another roll call vote. Commissioner Miles?
Aye.
Commissioner Larson?
Aye.
Councilman Duncan?
Aye.
And Councilman Notches?
Aye.
And I am also in favor. That is unanimous. All right. That wraps up our project applications for this meeting. Thank you, everyone, for your participation on that. Just to finalize, on item 6 is our, if you look on the agenda, is our list of upcoming meetings. If you could just take a look at that and make sure that works out okay for everyone. I'll just note on April 11th, I believe that is the same day as the Uinta Basin Oil and Gas Collaborative. So I just want to make sure any of you on the board who are participating in that, that gives you enough time to get to a computer so you can be on that meeting that afternoon. But if we come up with anything else, please let Paul know and we can work to reschedule that. But all right, any other items we need to chat about before we close this out? All right, hearing none, I will accept a final motion.
I make a motion to dismiss.
All right, we have a motion to dismiss. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right.
Aye.
Thanks so much, everyone. Really appreciate your participation today.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. And you tribe appreciates this.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the kind words as well. Thank you.
Great projects. Right. Thank you.
All right. Hey, enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. Thanks.
You too.